This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. Kumar Saurabh is the co-founder and CEO of AirMDR. We're talking about a breath of fresh air to manage detection and response. And you know, 80% of GDP comes from SMBs. SMBs need MDR really bad. And I think Kumar's solving this problem for them with AI analysts. Kumar, welcome to the hot seat.
Hi, Gary. Great to be here.
So you and I were talking earlier about this, and I've never heard of the term AI analysts. Tell us what, when, where, why, what do they do? How do they do it? Can you trust your AI analysts?
That's a great question. AI analyst almost looks like a human analyst, at least the level one, level two. So typically in security operations, you know, people with 1 or 2 years of experience start as L1 analyst, 4 or 5 years as L2 analyst, and there simply aren't enough of them to fight all the cyber attacks every enterprise gets. We looked at that and we said, wait a second, 80 to 90% of it, with today's AI and today's automation technologies, we can build a virtual analyst, an AI analyst that can do 80% of the work. What it does, it frees up the 2 or 3 analysts that even a 5,000 person company might have. It gives them 5x more time to go deeper, investigate better. So net-net, it makes security operations teams much more effective by having, and we are in the first innings of this AI analyst, first year of this AI analyst, and the speed at which AI is improving, I think it will only get more and more powerful over the coming years.
So you still have human experts analyze and review some of the work, or when there's a critical issue, somebody got phished really bad, or there was some data exfiltration. How does that work? And how, this is so different. Traditional MDRs are about 80% of triage investigation response manually.
Yes, absolutely. And that is why either they provide very high quality and then it gets very expensive, or they have to make it cheaper or affordable and the quality of investigation suffers. But if you throw AI in the mix and if you can do 80 to 90% with AI analysts, you can actually deliver much higher quality investigation and response to the customers, to enterprises, while keeping the cost down. And I think we'll see that cost economics fundamentally change. Like if you look at it 5 years, the cost of detection and response will go down by 5x. And so the enterprises today are feeling the cyber skill shortage that squeeze. Every enterprise could use 3x more analysts, but we can't clone people. Until we can clone people, these AI analysts are the only way, I believe, in the next 5 years to make a big dent in the problem.
Yeah, some CISOs were planning on building SOCs, hiring analysts. They couldn't find the staff. I've talked to a lot of chief information security officers who say, whether they're SMB, mid-market, large enterprise, they're having challenges. And one is hiring, the other is, you know, cost reduction, a lot of issues that make it hard to solve that problem. Can I go without a SOC if I have your help?
Yes. In fact, we never thought we would get a company as small as 40 person as a customer, but we did because they had a phishing incident and they don't even have an internal IT team. They used an external IT team and they don't have a security team. So we are their extended security operations team. So absolutely, smaller companies, typically less than 200 people, don't even have a full-time security analyst. Typically the entire security team would be one person. And those kind of companies are perfect where we can be the extended security team for them.
Kumar, that's excellent. And I'm curious, how long does it take to plug into AirMDR? And do you support all different platforms? If I've got, you know, I've got my favorite flavors of Seam, Sim, SOAR, antivirus, the whole stack.
Right. That is one of the beautiful parts of how we do things. We connect with about 250 plus products out of the box at this point. And so we can connect with your entire security stack out of the box. So yes, I think APIs is a great way. Every modern product these days has an API, And so it becomes really easy to connect to all of those products. And typically, the smaller companies we have seen, we are up and running in a couple of days. The long pole, typically with more mature companies, the internal processes it takes to provision accounts, get those access keys set up, that can take anywhere from a couple of weeks to maybe 3 or 4 weeks. But it's not 0 to 1 on a single day. But typically, larger companies can get up and running in less than 4 weeks, and the smaller companies can get up and running in a couple of days.
It's amazing. Very rapid pace. Do your virtual, your AI analysts communicate amongst themselves? Do you have sanitized data? So if, you know, one, let's say healthcare is all getting fish this month and you've got 5 or 10 or 100 healthcare clients, the AI analysts are already prepared for the next wave because one of your virtual AI analysts just dealt with the same problem.
Actually, it's interesting you mentioned AI analysts talking between themselves. What's even more powerful than that is AI analysts talking to the human analyst, right? And the human analyst act as the trainer, supervisor, the more senior, the more expertise. And these AI analysts benefit from human analysts who have the visibility across different customers. And so if you can write a document that describes an attack that you saw at some other customer, the AI analyst can read and apply that in the investigations it's doing at another customer. So I think more interesting for me is not two AI analysts talking to each other, but it's the conversation that AI analysts, because they have gotten so good at understanding language, right? Understanding what humans are saying for the first time. Like never before, if you went back 18 months ago, that was one of the hardest problems. Machines could not understand human language. So developers were the only people who spoke machine language code, right? And so if you wanted to do things with machines, you have to go get yourself a developer. And most of the security teams couldn't do that. So the fact that AI analysts can converse with a human analyst in natural language is a massive game changer.
That's amazing. Kumar, a lot of folks are talking about some of the issues that happen with Bing and ChatGPT called hallucination, AI hallucination, and they've started to add guardrails. And we actually deployed our own AI analyst. It's on our homepage. We call it Cyber Defense Genius to read 16,500 and growing pages of our magazine. But it fact checks everything, and it only, we fenced it into our site. Do you have to worry about that for an AI cybersecurity analyst?
Absolutely. And this is where I think the human analysts become the supervisors, right? Sometimes, at least 15 months ago, most of the AI analysts sound like an overconfident intern, right? And so we have people with 5 years, 10 years, 20 years of experience, keeping that overconfidence and hallucination in check, right? And there are other techniques that you can do to kind of limit and reduce and eliminate, in many cases, the hallucination. I have to say, over the last 15 months, it has gotten much, much, much better. We rarely, like operationally, we are rarely seeing those kind of hallucinations in, because we have built the guardrails around it, right? So we force it to explain itself. And we are constantly providing it feedback. And so with that explainability and feedback loops built in, you can reduce hallucinations to a big degree. And before we escalate anything to a customer, it has to go through a review process by a human analyst.
That's great. I've heard a lot of CISOs, one was they want to get rid of the signal to noise ratio. They don't want to have 10,000 alerts sitting on their desk. They want to have one alert or one piece of information. Yes, it was a massive risk. You know, somebody important got phished. Here's how our MDR team stopped it. Do you take away all that noise for them and help provide reports that are really crisp and focused?
Absolutely. I think 95% of the alerts, not just in smaller SOCs, you would think, we have worked with some of the largest financial services in the country, 95 to 97% of the alerts are not actionable, are noise. But you have to find the 2%. So you have to go through 100 alerts to find the 2% that could really cause a damage. And this is what AI analysts is really good at. And one of the things that there is this concept of system one and system two thinking. System one is like language. System two is reasoning. LLMs are great at language. but they're still not great or better than 10-year experience human analysts. So what we have done is we have built a decision engine and we augment the LLMs because they're not yet, and it might change in the next 2 or 3 years, but humans are still stronger at reasoning. And LLMs are getting there. And so we augment LLMs with human intelligence, with decision engine to make them better at reasoning as well. And one of the places where the reasoning is applied and the decision automation is applied is to get rid of the noise. And we are able to get rid of 97, 98% of the noise in most cases.
That's wonderful. Sounds like AIR MDR is one step ahead of the latest threats. You're taking advantage of AI in a very positive way. What are the bad guys doing with AI and how do we stop them?
I think, if you look at humans are still, hate to say it, but humans are still the weakest link in security and they will continue to be. And phishing emails have gotten much, much, much better, right? And you can fake videos, audio with ease these days. And so the bad actors are using the same advances in AI technology for bad purposes. And I think this is a cat and a mouse game. It's like if the defenders are not keeping up to speed and not using AI advances, you're falling behind the curve.
So what are the worst kinds of attacks? Phishing is one of them. What other things are the bad guys doing leveraging AI? Are they using bots to do nasty things to e-commerce companies? Are they trying to exfiltrate data? Like what are the bad guys doing?
Some of the financial services, I would have imagined phishing would be a solved problem because we have been trying to attack it for well over 20 years at this point. It is still a very big problem. Another problem that we saw very recently was one of the cloud accounts got compromised. The customer didn't know about it. Attackers seemed to have, zipped up the entire database and kind of shipped it. And you look at the logs, the events are there, the proof is there, but the team was not looking at it very closely. And so that slipped through. So data exfiltration, account takeovers, phishing, these are still big problems that small and medium sized companies, enterprises are struggling with.
What about the weaponization of the malware? I've heard of Bull Typhoon. People are still finding components all around our government and other places. Is the malware being rewritten by AI to be polymorphic, to be hard to detect? Is that getting hard for us?
I think in the smaller companies, I personally, in the last 2 or 3 months, I have not seen someone compromised the EDR products. We don't work with the lowest tier of customers that don't even have endpoint detection. Most of the customers we work with have endpoint detection response. They have gotten much better at it. So I think as you go farther and farther up the stack, those kind of attacks you see more commonly. What surprises me actually is in the small and medium-sized companies, they're still struggling with the basics. Can I secure my cloud? Can I secure my emails? Can I secure all my endpoints? Do I have single sign-on MFA? So even the basics, if you work with a 500-person company, you'll realize they don't have enough security talent on staff to take care of the basics. And if you just took care of the basics, 99.5% of it, a lot of attacks, you'll be able to withstand or avoid those attacks. And that is what I see as a big opportunity is the really large companies have millions of dollars to spend on cybersecurity. It's the small and medium-sized enterprises that have the same challenges, but don't have the talent or the budgets to fight those attacks.
Absolutely. And I hear the cost of a breach for an SMB could be a full year of revenue. I mean, that could put you out of business.
And the damage to reputation, right? If you are storing customers' data and someone exfiltrates the data, that's a massive erosion of customer trust. And it might take you multiple years to recover from that.
So people really need AIR MDR and they can get you up and running in a couple of days to a few weeks. What are the sweet spots? What's the smallest client you're willing to take and what's the largest?
We try not to take clients smaller than 100% because they don't have security staff. But as I mentioned earlier, we have a client as small as a 40-person financial services company. And on the higher end, we have one customer that is close to 10,000 employees.
Wow. And 10,000, did that take about a month to get rolling?
Yes, it takes, it's not a zero to one. So some of the sources you can get up and running in the first week, but by the time you are done with the full onboarding, it could take 4 to 6 weeks.
That's still pretty amazing and affordable.
Yep, absolutely. And I think one of the reasons why detection and response is expensive is you need really talented people for doing investigation, response, threat detection, and so on and so forth. And I think AI is one of those big trends that will make a big dent in everybody talks about cyber skill shortage, and that's very real. And I do think that AI will make a big dent in that problem.
I agree. And your clients, I mean, you can scale easily with your clients because you could just spin up another virtual analyst, just like spinning up a VM.
Absolutely. I think in a way, what it is doing, it's scaling human intelligence. Right? Cloning has not been invented and that doesn't work, right? So the best approach we have is you take the human intelligence, what people can do, what the skilled people can do really well, train an AI analyst on it. And once you train an AI analyst on it, making another copy of AI analyst is far cheaper than training a new security analyst to that level of expertise.
That's wonderful. And then you bring in the human experts for the wisdom. Knowledge is one thing, intelligence is one thing, but a little bit of wisdom on making the right decisions will help train the AI to be even better at its job. So you've really put together an amazing company at AIR MDR. Kumar, is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
No, I think we touched on it. I look at AI as a foundational technology that will for sure make a big dent in the cyber skill shortage problem we all are running into as an industry.
Absolutely. Folks, we had a great interview today with Kumar Sarv, the co-founder and CEO of AIR MDR. And if you are worried like I am about the next attack, the next threat vector, and you don't have the staff, this is a breath of fresh air. Bring in virtual AI analysts, bring in backed by human experts, bring in AIR MDR.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.